Good morning. Happy Pentecost. Last night I was in here in the church, of course, and I was just meditating on our beautiful painting of the Pentecost. And again, it's modern in that on purpose and old at the same time. But as I was thinking, of course, Mary's in the center and the apostles are there and the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And I was thinking about, well, what's that mean really for us? And what it means, of course, is just as them, so with us. If that same Holy Spirit with all his power, with all the fire, came and set them on fire, and then the people watched them burn. And that got to be happening with us. And what happens when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, there's going to be, what we need to focus on is he brings and he desires unity. He desires that we be one, huh? And that's a humongous desire because it's one of the things that what we do, especially as Americans, we always look about what divides us. We always come, even when we come to church and say, well, what am I going to get out of this? When God comes, what is God going to give to me? And what that does is that divides us. But the Spirit comes and brings us one. Remember all the way back, if you were at Mass last night for the vigil, they have different Mass readings, of course. And the vigil, the first reading, deals with the reality of the Tower of Babel. And when they were building the Tower of Babel, what did they say? They said, let us build or make a name for ourselves. So God came and split them up. Because at that time, when they were trying to vanity and it was all about me, God says, okay, this isn't going to be good. We're going to separate you. But when the Holy Spirit comes, what he does is he gives them the power. And, you know, again, this is one of the most important things. When the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, they didn't just sit there and say, whoa, I got the Holy Spirit. I got power. I got peace. Whoa, this is the greatest thing. Immediately, they went out to others to bring others to Christ. One of the surest signs of the Holy Spirit in someone's life is they become other-centered. They become so more concerned about other people knowing Christ instead of what they're going to get out of it. You know, when a person comes and says, you know, I got the gifts of the Spirit, or people sit there and I get all the time, Father, God told me, and I love that one. And especially if we're focusing on the same thing. Well, God told me, Father, this. And I says, well, you know, he told me another thing, and I spent an hour with him this morning. So God's lying to one of us. Is that true? No. It means one of us isn't listening is the way we need to be. Because the mind of God is one. And so when we all get to the mind of God, we're going to have the same thoughts about things. We're going to focus because we're going to get God's mind, not our mind. When we start focusing about the way I like things, what am I going to get out of things? What should I have? You know, how's this going to affect me? How's this going to affect my family? How am I going to get things out of this? Whenever I start focusing on me, it takes away the Holy Spirit. When I think this is important, it takes away from the Holy Spirit because the Spirit always brings unity. There's only one body of Christ, correct? So if my hand decides to do things separate from the rest of my body, is there a problem? Yes. We have to be in union. My whole body has to be in union. My brain has to be able to control every part of my body. And so we have one main goal in mind. And the best way to do this, ladies and gentlemen, is we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Because when we look at Jesus, we are one. When we look at ourselves, we're divided. Huh? And so how often do we come and look at ourselves, even when we go to Mass on Sunday? And how often do we come just to focus on Jesus? So when we focus on Jesus and we forget about ourselves, now the Spirit can do some work inside of us. Huh? And what happens when that Spirit takes control? He makes us bear witness to others, and he makes us evangelizers. He makes us people that are so desiring of bringing others to him. And so one of the greatest ways I believe a person can find out whether they're living according to the Spirit or according to the flesh is, are they living more for others and bringing others to Christ? Or are they more concerned about themselves and their spiritual gifts and their whatever they're going to get out of God? One is focused on self. The other is a life controlled by the Spirit. The Spirit isn't concerned about self. The Spirit is always concerned about others and about how we become one. So like when I tweeted this morning, I sat there and says, the Spirit makes us one. Or what are we doing? Or are we, the Spirit wants to make us one. Do we want everybody to be one? And again, we're not just talking about, you know, us and non-Catholics. It's hard enough for us to be one as a parish, right? You know, it just is. We all have our own ideas, and we all have our own things, and we all come and say, well, I really think this is what God wants. Well, we got to be one. We focus on Jesus, and we got to keep making sure we're focused on Christ and we're doing His will. And so first thing we have to do is make sure that we're focused on Christ. The second thing we got to do is make sure that we're surrendered to the daily Spirit so that I do become always more other concerned. I'm looking at the bigger picture. I'm looking about everybody coming to Jesus, not just myself and what's going to help me. Huh? Now that's hard, especially for a person like me who, like, last week I was in Memphis and I was talking to all these men, great guys. But at the end I was doing questions and that by the 22, 32 men, I got some great stuff coming out of there. But I sat there and I says, like, for instance, what do you think my greatest sin is? And they all said at the same time, pride. I said, shut up, that ain't my greatest sin. My greatest sin is my tongue. And they said, oh no, Father, we think it's pride. Really? And so the problem with pride is what? It's concerned about self. It's having your own way, da-da-da. And so when these men, 30 men from outside said that to me, I thought, you miserable son of a so-and-so's. But usually there's always some truth in there. And I says, yes, pride is always one of the things I deal with, but it's not my main one. Maybe it is. Pride is the core of all of our sins. But it's going my way, making sure things go. And again, I got to surrender to the Holy Spirit. I got to say, okay, Spirit, you know how prideful I can be, huh? So take control. And see, that's what happens to the third part. We listen to the gospel today. That when Jesus came and he brought them peace and he gave them the Holy Spirit, what was part of the gift of the Holy Spirit he gave the apostles? To bring reconciliation, to unify people. And so what we got to make sure in our own lives and thinking, when I am prideful, when I'm not working in the Holy Spirit, then what happens is you and I sin. And we talk about each other, we gossip, we do all those things. All of us do it. We all do it. Just don't even try to make excuses for it. We can't. So what God does is he sends the Holy Spirit. So when we have done things out of selfishness and sin, he can reconcile us. Reconcile us with God and reconcile us with each other. Because that's the will of God. Remember, he's been praying, if you go to daily mass, this last couple weeks we've been into the priestly prayer of Jesus, and his priestly prayer, the number one things he prays for is what? That we be one, right? That we be one. And so if we're not one, that's when we have to repent and say, Lord, so often I'm thinking I know your will better than anybody else. So often I'm thinking that my way is the only way. And it can be a righteous thing too. Or so often instead of bringing unity, I bring division. By gossip, by talking about people, through my own pride. Jesus, come and heal me. Bring me reconciliation. Reconcile me to you, to my brothers and sisters, that we may truly be one. And so this day of Pentecost isn't about us. This day of Pentecost, God gives us the greatest gift he has, himself, to live within us, so that we can go forth and not see that which divides us, but see that which unifies us. And what unifies us is Almighty God. And we repent for all the times when we're not working as a union, but we're working on our own little individual things. The Spirit wants to make us one. And when we do that, the greatest of the gifts, we get the 12, you know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit and then the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But Jesus talks explicitly, he gives them that fruit today. What does he give them? Peace. And isn't what we all want, peace? I know I do. Oh my goodness gracious. Just to always be at peace, knowing that I'm in the will of God and I'm seeking his will above all things. And so when you and I are working on unity, when we're working on being one, when we're surrendering ourselves to the Holy Spirit, when we're keeping our eyes focused on Jesus, he promises us peace. And when we mess up, he promises reconciliation to again to bring us peace. So today, on this Feast of Pentecost, let's keep our eyes on Jesus. Let us surrender to the Holy Spirit. And when we mess up, let's seek him to bring us reconciliation. You got it? You get it? You're gonna do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Now, just an aside, one of the people constantly ask me, Father, what's the last thing you say? And then when they listen to this on the radio in different places, Father, what is the last thing you say? I never get it. So what is the last thing I say, people? May each of you know his love today and forever. Huh? That's what I say, Mage. I've been saying it now for 20-some years. So even the people who come here every week don't even know what I say. Okay. May each of you know his love today and forever. Got it? Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and of earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born Father before all ages, God from God, light from light,